Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Happy Thanksgiving. If you're here in America, this week is Thanksgiving. If you're anywhere else in the world, well, happy Thanksgiving from America. And I believe every day should be Thanksgiving. We should be thankful all the time. Have an attitude of gratitude. That's what I'm going to talk to you about today on Success Made Simple. This is your success coach, Dave Martin. And I'm so excited. It's been a great week. I was in Oklahoma City this weekend and then up to Kansas City for a corporate event there. And then home for the holidays here for a few days. And then off to Michigan for next weekend. But I want to take just a few minutes and talk to you about an attitude of gratitude. Thanksgiving time, we all make an effort to say thank you. I know at our house, Christine puts up a Thanksgiving tree. It's a Christmas tree that she decorates with, you know, orange and, you know, Thanksgiving stuff. But she has these little cards, and every day you write on there something that you're thankful for leading up to Thanksgiving. Then the tree decor comes down and goes up a Christmas tree. But it's just taking that time to say thank you. As we travel around the world to different countries, one of the first things I always try to do is learn the word thank you. It's amazing. I've discovered that one word alone still works wonders. It opens doors. It establishes relationships. It'll make people realize that you recognize their effort, and it will make you more memorable. Learn the power of the word thanks. Merci. Gracias. Danke. Tiramisu. Terimakasih. In Indonesia, it's terimakasih. I kept saying tiramisu. They kept bringing me dessert. But wherever you're at, the word thank you makes a difference. In the attitude of gratitude, an outward expression and an inward thanksgiving. It's really the two perspectives of this kind of attitude. In other words, whatever one sees, showing appreciation to others, and what we know within ourselves, that we are truly blessed. Just the word gratitude means the quality, or it's the quality or feeling of being grateful or being thankful. Demonstrating sincere gratitude takes energy, takes thought, and having an attitude of gratitude requires the conscious effort of being thankful. But I tell you what, when someone is grateful, when someone's thankful, don't you want to do more for them? You think about your children. And when Solomon is thankful for something I did, or Dad, you're the best dad, or I want to do, what else can I do for you, son? I want to do more. I think God's the same way. When his children are grateful or thankful, he wants to do more. So why show gratitude? Is it just the right thing to do, or does it have some other kind of value? By maintaining an attitude of gratitude every day, I think you develop some lifetime habits. Number one, you start appreciating what you have instead of dwelling on what you don't have. That means you stop comparing yourselves to others and what they have and what you think you have or they have or you think they have or what they do. To compare will kill your joy. Stop doing that. Be thankful for where you're at. Be thankful for what you have today. Number two, I believe you'll have more joy and peace because your point of view begins on a more positive note. Your outlook makes all the difference. People who are thankful and content are a joy to be around. Number three, you can also handle challenges differently. If you begin with an appreciative mindset, once you begin to live in gratitude, your difficulties are seen in a whole different light. You know, thank God they discovered it early. Thank you that my friend has the faith to carry him through. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. It just changes. Colossians chapter 2. Verse 7 says, let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness. Modeling that spirit of gratitude maybe takes effort, maybe a shift in your thinking at first, but people who have it, well, they don't take others for granted. They don't make assumptions about how other people should treat them or what other people should do for them. They don't walk around with a sense of entitlement or it's my right. just start being thankful for your everyday experiences. So this week, as you're celebrating Thanksgiving, remember these few little things, but also remember them all throughout the year and all throughout your life, over and over. You might be quick to complain when traffic stalls, making it hard to get to work on time. But hey, what about the days when traffic's light? Do you stop and say, thank you, Lord, for favor? Thanks for helping me get through this trip a little bit easier today. Remember, in everything you do, have a heart of thanksgiving. Just a few days before his death, John F. Kennedy wrote his Thanksgiving message and never delivered it because of his death, but he said this so eloquently. He said, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. That genuine gratitude we express outwardly will always be the result of inward thanksgiving. Just know you are truly blessed, and learn the essential traits of thankfulness and then live by them. You'll be living a life of more happiness, more content, more joy, more contentment, more joy, more favor, because thankfulness is the key. Hey, I am thankful for you today. I'm thankful that you listen to this podcast. I'm thankful that you're going to share it with some other people. And as you're with your family and friends this week, be sure to tell them, and not just tell them, but show them how much you appreciate them. Hey, this is Dave Martin, and you are listening to Success Made Simple.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.